जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा। जय गोपी जन बल्लभागिरी बरधारी जय गोपी जन बल्ला यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंद यमुना तीरा बनचार यम तीरा बन ये राधा माधव कुंज विहारी राधा। जय राधा माधव राधा माधव श्री राधे जय राधा। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 श्रील प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। संवेद वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। ओं अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददान्ति शोपदान्तिकं। वंदे अहम श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादानुसहगन ललिता श्री विशाखा नित्वंश्च। नमो ओं विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्वसे नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओ ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం థర్డ్ కంటో టెక్స్ట్ చాప్టర్ 23 టెక్స్ట్ 13 ఎస్టర్డే వి ఆల్రెడీ డిస్కస్ దిస్ వర్స్ యా టుడే 13 యా సర్వకామదుఘం దివ్యం సర్వరత్న సమన్యుతం సర్వద్ధి సర్వరుద్ధి ఉపచారూర్ధకం మణిస్తంభే ఉపస్కృతం సర్వకామదుఘం దివ్యం సర్వరత్న సమన్యుతం సర్వద్ధి ఉపచారూర్ధకం మణిస్తంభే ఉపస్కృతం వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ సర్వ ఆల్ కామ డిజైర్స్ దుఘం ఎల్డింగ్ దివ్యం వండర్ఫుల్ సర్వరత్నం ఆల్ సార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ జ్యువెల్స్ సమన్యుతం బెడెక్డ్ విత్ సర్వ ఆల్ రిధి ఆఫ్ వెల్త్ ఉపచయో ఇన్క్రీజ్ ఉర్ధకం గ్రాజువల్ మనీ ఆఫ్ ప్రెషియస్ స్టోన్స్ స్తంభీ విత్ ఫీలర్స్ ఉపస్కృతం I don't. Translation. It was a wonderful structure, bedecked with all sorts of jewels, adorned with pillars of precious stones, and capable of yielding whatever one's desire. It was equipped with every form of furniture and wealth, which tends to increase in course of time. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. The castle created in the sky by Kardamuni may be called a castle in the air. But by his mystic power of yoga, Kardamuni actually constructed a huge castle in the air. To our feeble imagination, a castle in the air is an impossibility. But if we scrutinizedly consider the matter, we can understand that is not impossible at all. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead can create so many planets, carrying millions of castles in the air, a perfect yogi like Kardamuni can easily construct one castle in the air. The castle is described as Sarva Kama Dugham, yielding whatever one's desire. It was full of jewels. Even the pillars were made of pearls and valuable stones. These valuable jewels and stones were not subjected to deterioration. But were everlasting and increasingly opulent. So we sometimes hear of castles thus bedecked on the surface of this earth also. The castles constructed by Lord Krishna for his 16,108 wives were so bedecked with jewels that there was no need of lamp lighting during the night. Sarvakama dugham dibyam sarvaratna samanyutam sarvadhi upacharardukam manishtambe upaskritam. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I want to give thanks to all these boys and girls present here. And they are so fortunate. By Srila Prabhupada's blessing, although they are studying in schools, still they have chance to connect with Krishna. Yeah. One's life, especially in human life, once life becomes successful, if he is materially opulent, also spiritually opulent. All of you are studying in school. Why you are studying? What's your name? Your name? Nimai. Oh. Nimai belongs to Nadia. Nimai, why you are studying in school? Yeah, generally, people are studying, small boys, they have desire. Huh? I want to know, I want to learn so many things. I want a job. I want money. Yeah. Everyone wants a job. Everyone wants money. And material education is required for that. But we are soul. We are soul. How can you understand your soul? Who can say? You can say? Yeah. Yeah. How can you know your soul? Huh? Srila Prabhupada used to say, there is few education systems or educational centers are there where you can find the teachings of souls. What is the difference between body and soul? How can we understand? When someone leaving body, someone die, then we can understand what is the difference between body and soul. Who is dying? body is dying. But where is soul now? In another body.
Yeah.
Soul is residing within this body, therefore body is active. Once soul left this body, then body is useless. So we have body, we have soul. And for body, some material assets are required. To maintain this body, material possession, material education, tinge of material touch is required to maintain this body. And for soul, what is soul's demand? What soul wants? Chanting, good. What's your name?
Anj?
Okay. Anj. Soul wants chanting, hearing, worshipping, ninefold of devotional service, soul wants. That is soul's demand. Soul's demand. Everyone, even, you know, in Indian history, many central persons. Who know about Dhruva Maharaj? Who know about Dhruva Maharaj? Who knows? You know? You know. So, at what age Dhruva Maharaj left his kingdom, father's kingdom, went to forest? At what age? Yeah. 5. Good. At age of 5, he just left his father's palace, went to forest. Why he went to forest? Why Dhruva Maharaj went to forest? Yes, he want to see Vishnu. He want boon from Vishnu. Please, you just shower this mercy so that I can become, I want to sit on the throne of my father. Yes. So that indicates that without blessings from Vishnu, without blessings from Krishna, we can't achieve anything. Yeah. Either material or spiritual. You understand? Yeah. Therefore we are praying. Otherwise, why? Why it is necessary to give up job? You know, like you can find many brahmacharis, sannyasis in India. Here also you can find many brahmachari sannyasis. They are not doing anything. They give up their house, give up father, mother, give up marriage life. Even someone not married. Why they are with Krishna? Why always staying in temple? Why? No, we want Krishna's blessings. For happiness, for our achievement or for our success in material life, even we want Krishna's blessings. Understand or not? Yeah. Don't think that I have qualification, I will study, I will become a big officer, then I can get success in my life. No, without blessing that does not happen. Therefore, Dhruva Maharaj, although he was king's son, still he faced some problems. Now you are small boys, you don't know what is problem. Who knows what is problem? Anyone of you know what is problem? Son don't know what is problem, but father knows. Son, daughter, they don't know what is problem. They want some money. And want some food and want to play, want to study. They don't know what is problem, life's problem. That is good. They don't know, at least that is good. But father know what is life's problem, how many problems he's facing every day. But what is Krishna consciousness? What is Krishna consciousness? Why Prabhupada was preaching Krishna consciousness? So if you follow Krishna, if you always engage in chanting, hearing, with your profession, you will not face problem. Krishna will protect you. You understand? Yeah, we can't protect ourselves. We have many problems. What is our first problem? Mind. Huh? Mind is unstable, prickly, running here and there, creating so many disturbances. Mind is fixed or not? Nimai? Mind is stable? Unstable. You are studying, immediately mind said, oh, I want to play. You are coming to temple, mind said, no, I don't want temple, I want to go to park now. Wicked mind, very fickle mind. And mind, what Krishna said about mind in Bhagavad Gita? Who can say? Yes? Huh? Good. What's no? Your name? Ansh. Why this name? Ansh. Good, Ansh. Yeah, thanks to your father and mother. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, who is studying, who is reading every day Bhagavad Gita? Every day or weekly, who is reading? Nimai, you are reading or not? Try to read on Sunday, one verse. Yeah. One verse, Sunday, whole day, you are free, huh? Yeah, just one verse. Who is chanting one round among the boys and girls? Who is chanting one round? Nimai, you are chanting? Good. Anshu is also chanting. You are chanting. What's your name? Narada. Oh, Narad. Good. Bhakti avatar, incarnation of bhakti. Good. Narada is chanting one round. Yes. We want blessings from Krishna. We want protection from Krishna. Why? First, our mind is creating problem. Mind is very fickle. We are not steady with our duties. We are not fixed in our duties. How many hours a student should study within a day? How many hours? Minimum? Hari? Huh? 10 hours? You are studying 10 hours? Yeah. Yes? 6-7 hours. Yeah, this is minimum 6-7 hours. If you don't focus on your duty, 5 hours, 6 hours, not less than 5 hours. If you want to get success in your educational field or educational system, at least not less than 5 hours. Who is studying 5 hours? Please raise your hand. Who is studying 5 hours? Oh, Ancha? Only. Good. Yet, Nima, you have to study also. Yeah, don't neglect your duty. Who neglect his duty? Who neglect his duty? One who don't know the spiritual duties, spiritual life, he neglect his duty. Like Arjun wants to neglect his duty. He don't want to fight. But Krishna said, no, this is your duty. You are a Kshatriya. You are a fighter. You understand? Student's first duty, they should be very obedient. And second one, they should focus on their study. Obedient means you have to follow father, mother, teacher. Who is following? Father, mother, who is following? Only aunts, huh? Yeah. Hari, you are not following? Sometimes you are following, huh? No. Student, like disciple. We are a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. We have to follow Srila Prabhupada. Disciple have to follow guru. Student have to follow teacher, father, mother. Then they will get success. First one is obedient. Their nature should be obedient and they should focus on their study. So at least in Sunday, everyone have to study one verse, Bhagavad Gita. Like on said, what you said about mind? Mind is best friend and also worst enemy, Krishna said. Worst enemy. So how best friend? Who can say? Yes? What's your name? He's very shy. Yeah, if you control your mind, Krishna said, if you control your mind, then he became your best friend. And uncontrolled mind, worst enemy. Yes, worst enemy. So we are with friend or we are with enemy? Huh? If we have uncontrolled mind, then we are with enemy. And if we have controlled mind, then we are with friend. So mostly we are with enemy. Mostly we are, because our mind always uncontrolled. Mind is always pushing. Here, there, do this thing, do that thing. We are neglecting our duties. We are not studying. Yeah. Always playing games, huh? Now kids playing games always. Huh? Mobile, internet, huh? Games. How many hour? Huh? They're not studying 5 hour, but playing game for? Hari, how many hour? How many hour? No. He's playing for 1 hour. He's admitting, no, this is not good. I know. Because this is now your time to build your character, to build your future. Yeah. Once you lose this time, if you don't become serious in your study, then in future you will struggle for job, for your progress, material progress, you will struggle because you are neglecting your study. You know, in India, as far as I know, the topper in the schools, you know, you understand? My English is not good. Topper, you understand? There are toppers in class. They are not studying less than 15 hours. They used to always lock their room, always without internet. They are with books. Mom used to come, knock the door, give some food. Because they want to topper. They want to become a topper in medical, topper in engineers. They want to research. They want to study research studies. They want to become scientist. Yeah. Already small boys. How many percentage you know? Generally they receive 98, 99%. Yes. Few talent boys. Because they used to say, this is our time to build our future. Once you neglect these things, in future we will struggle for a job. And also, spiritually, if from childhood we don't have any seriousness, in spiritual we can't become serious because slackened mind. Materially and spiritually, you have to become very serious. Focus on your job. So your job is now to study and develop good qualities. You understand? Yeah. If you want to be a good man, a good, even good saintly person, this is the time. Yes. You can build your character, build your future, everything. So therefore, Prabhupada, how many of you know about Srila Prabhupada? Nimai, you know about Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada. Yes. Prabhupada was always worried for kids. Yes. So where Prabhupada first opened Gurukul? Where? Who can say? Hari? Yes? No, not Mayapur. In America. Where? Dallas. Even in America, Prabhupada came to America and he was worried for all of you. How they can know something about Krishna? They can control their mind. In the future, they will not struggle. Why sadhus, saintly persons, they are very worried for general public? Because you are like small kids now. You don't know what is future, how in future problems came, and how to counteract all these problems. All of you don't know. And now father is giving everything. And when you earn money, when you take responsibilities, then you can understand. Therefore, sadhu, he's our as well-wisher, he's always worried about us. How these souls can connect with Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada opened, even in America, a Gurukul. What is the principle? What is the principle of Gurukul? Gurukul system. Principle of Gurukul system was Vedic life. Hari, who is Krishna's? When Krishna and Balaram was in Gurukul, who was his teacher? Sandipani. Even Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, went to Gurukul. He was with Guru, he was serving Guru, wants to learn discipline. Spiritual life or material life, like material education and spiritual life, first principle based on discipline. Discipline, then you become disciple. The discipline. We have to know how to talk, you know, how to deal with father, how to deal with mother, how to deal with sister, how to deal with others, how to focus on our job, what should be our etiquette, and how to pray to Krishna. These are the basic teachings, and how to become self-sufficient. How to work on the field, how to produce your own grain. This was Gurukul system. Yeah. Who like Gurukul? You like Mayapur Gurukul? Yeah, here. The system is here, chance is here. You see, big gland. And Krishna is here. So, I don't want to speak so much, all of you. As you are students, you have some also other classes maybe. So what is your feeling about Krishna? What you are thinking about Krishna? Krishna can help you or not? You have faith? You have faith on Krishna? Yes. That is basic qualification. First one, faith. Krishna, only Krishna can help me at any condition. This is the beginning of our spiritual life. Nimai, you have faith or not? Krishna will help you. Okay, if you don't study, then Krishna will help you or not? Hari, if you want study for whole year, then at exam time, Krishna will help you or not? No, he's saying no. Yeah, because you are neglecting your duty. Krishna knows he is neglecting his duty. How can I help him? Do your duty, but depend on Krishna. Yeah. Krishna can help you more. If you focus on your duties, studies. You understand? Okay. What about Dhruva Maharaj? Who can say about Dhruva Maharaj? You know something about Dhruva Maharaj? Hari? Don't know. Then? You are staying close to temple. You don't know. Yeah. So after seeing when Dhruva Maharaj sing Vishnu, so what he pray? Yes, so nice. Good boy. What's your father's name? Abhiram Gopal Prabhu, devotee's son. Yeah. Good. Yeah, after seeing Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj said, I don't want anything. But he approached Vishnu, he performed austerity for the position. Just by seeing Vishnu, he said, I don't want anything. I don't want any boon. Simply, I want to see you. I want to serve you. So what does it mean? We have many desires. We want many things. But once we connected with Krishna, just by seeing Krishna, all your desires will be fulfilled. Just by seeing Krishna. Krishna is so powerful. So attractive, so beautiful. And who is the richest person in this world within a short period? Who was? Who was the richest, most wealthy person within a short period in this world? Yes? Huh? What he is saying?
Elon Musk.
No. No. Working hard day and night. No, not within short period. Within very short period, a devotee. You understand? Once you become a devotee, you can achieve success in material field, also in spiritual field. Proof was Dhruva Maharaj. Within the 6 months, he became king. King of the whole world for 36,000 years. If you have become king for 36,000 years of this whole world, just imagine who is more rich than you. Anyone is rich than you? And within such period, within 6 months, actually, if you connect with Krishna, you chant Krishna's name, you serve, you become devotee, Krishna will give you everything. Like Prabhupada used to say, I'm an old man, but within this 12 year, I'm the biggest businessman in this world. Yeah, from 40 rupees, I start my business, Prabhupada used to say, I start my business from 40 rupees. Now, you see, $40 billion, even one temple. So this is the proof. Everyone is searching for money, everyone is struggling in his life, everyone wants job. But Krishna is powerful. If we connect with Krishna, Krishna can give us success materially and spiritually. And here is an example. Like today we are discussing about Kardam. He is a yogi. So he created, through his mystic power, he created a big palace within the space. But in America, if you just buy a small house, then for 30 years you have to pay. Every month you have to pay tax. Yeah. You'll stay in this house and you'll cry in night. Same house, you'll stay there and you'll cry in night. How to repay debt? Yeah, this is our life. But you see the yogis. Who knows about Sudama? Who was Sudama? Anj? Sudama? Yeah, Krishna's friend. He was studying with Krishna like you. In Gurukul. He was studying with Gurukul, Sudama. Krishna is so powerful. This is not a sentiment, this is a fact. If you have faith on Krishna, if you are worshipping Krishna, you are chanting Krishna, you will get success in your life, materially even. What to speak about spiritual? Materially even. What happened to Sudama? You come here. You speak in microphone. Then everyone can understand.
He was poor, but then he went to Krishna. He was poor, but then he went to Krishna as a friend and to give like his. He gave some chipped rice to Krishna, and then when he came back home, he got like an entire like gold and jewels and like.
Yes.
Give some only chipped rice. Chipped rice. Nima, you know chipped rice? Yeah. Give little cheap rice to Krishna. Because he don't have anything. Very poor. Poor means he don't want money. Only he want Krishna. Always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. He was satisfied. But why poor? You should go and approach your friend Krishna. Then in one night Krishna gives everything. Okay? Okay, all of you may go. Now this is your time. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Haribol, please come. Yeah. So, from this verse, we can see from one side, we can see the yogic power. How yogis are very powerful. By their yogic power, mystic power, they can achieve even opulence. But same time, we should not be astonished, or a devotee should not develop any, you know, doubt. So we are a devotee, still we are struggling, we are poor, we have some financial problems, you know. Sometimes devotee used to think. Yeah. But we saw he is a yogi. He was a yogi. But for wife, he created such a big palace, castle, Prabhupada said, this castle. It's full of opulent. By mystic power. Then what about devotees? And this is in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 80 chapter. Swarga pavargayo pungsa rasayam bhubisham padam. Whatever a devotee wants. Even a devotee don't want everything, he can achieve if you want. Everything if you worshipping Krishna. If he's worshipping Krishna with love and affection. Yeah. Devotee is not poor. Devotee should not think I am poor. Devotee is devotee. You cannot say poor devotee. Never you can find in Vedic history poor devotee, rich devotee, wealthy devotee. Devotee means he have everything. Sometimes he want, sometimes he don't want. He want only opulent for Krishna service. He's not worried about his maintenance. Devotee is never actually never worried about Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna will maintain him. Even a moral instructor, Chanak Pandit, said, if someone is a Vaishnav and he's always worried about his maintenance, he's not a real Vaishnav. Even Chanakya said, Vaishnav, bhojana achadana chinta brutha kurvanti Vaishnava. This is useless thoughts. If someone is a Vaishnav and thinking about his maintenance. Krishna is very powerful. He can give all sort of achievements, all sort of benedictions to his devotee. So here we can see, like we are discussing with small boys about the Sudama. In one night, Dhruva Maharaj became most wealthy person within 6 months. But what about Sudama? Just one night. He achieved same opulent like Dwaraka. He went to Dwaraka. When he returned, he saw same. He fails to recognize whether this is my house or not. Even he fails to recognize his own wife. Yeah, that night also, wives. You can see all from all this purport, Siddhar Swami's commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Wife looks like, you know, queen. Now Dwaraka queen, beautiful wife. Before very skinny, she was suffering. Now just one night, Krishna changed everything. And when Sudama came, he's searching, where is my wife? This was my house, because this was, I am recognizing my neighbor's house, but I failed to recognize my own house. Yeah, I know this is my neighbor's house, but this is not my house. And when he was returning on the way, he was thinking about Krishna. Oh, I forgot. Once I'm in Dwaraka, I forgot about my wife. My wife sent me to beg something from Krishna, but I forgot. Just by seeing Krishna's happiness, Krishna's opulent, how Krishna is staying so nicely with queens, with their sons, with their daughters, this is devotee. Devotee don't want something. He wants only Krishna's happiness. And Sudama went there, forgot about wife. Actually, Sudama went to beg something. But just by seeing Krishna, he forgot. Krishna is so attractive, so beautiful. And seeing Krishna's happiness, he forgot everything. But on the way, he's thinking, so Krishna is superficial. He knows my wife sent for some properties. But why not Krishna give me? And also he is thinking, why myself is not asking to Krishna also? Why Krishna not help me to remember these things? He said, no. Because Krishna knows. It was his thought, Krishna knows, once I will achieve opulent, I will forget Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, don't give me anything. But actually, Krishna, that night, Krishna already made second Dwaraka. And when he returned, he saw wife's form already changed, house changed, many maid servants are there, all the opulents, like, we are studying here, like Kardam Muni created from his mystic power. More than that, 80 chapter, 81, we study all these verses. How Krishna created such opulent for his devotee. But when Sudama fails to recognize his wife, and wife also fails to recognize. But wife can recognize Sudama. Why? Sudama's form was as it is, as it was before. And when Sudama came and asking to maid servants, who is this woman looks like Lakshmi? And the maid servant said, she is your wife. Just by saying these things, immediately Sudama's form also changed. Sudama became very beautiful. But after all, he was lamenting. Why Krishna gave me this opulence? I don't have bhakti. I don't have devotion. Krishna cheated me. Although I never begged to Krishna, please give me something. But why Krishna gave these things? That means I don't have devotion at lotus feet of Krishna. So this is the mood of a devotee. Devotee should not develop desire. You know, like yogis, they are very powerful. They have so much opulence. So we don't have anything. We are struggling in your life. No. You know. Anyone who is chanting 16 round, anyone who have faith on a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, I used to always preach. Just follow two things. You will never struggle materially. Complete your round, always. Try to complete your rounds. This is our wealth. Harinam is dana. Real wealth is harinam. And second, even if you are very busy, you don't have deity, you are staying so far, but even in your house, try to worship every day Srila Prabhupada, Guru Puja. Don't stop Guru Puja. If you are worshipping a pure devotee and offering bhoga, take prasadam, you are feeding Krishna, then how you will become pure? How you become poor? You become pure, not poor. You are feeding Krishna. If Krishna will not give something to you, then who will be in fast? Huh? Krishna will be in fast. Yeah. Because you are a devotee, you will not take anything separately. You have to offer. Now in your house, nothing is there. Krishna will supply. A simple thing. Chant 16 round, put unflinching faith on Srila Prabhupada. He will arrange everything. Krishna will arrange everything for you. But sometimes we want more. We want more. But that may be danger. Krishna knows. We want more means maybe we will forget Krishna. Yeah. I'll reward by material wealth. We may lose Krishna. Therefore, even Krishna knows he's struggling financially, but Krishna will not help. Because Krishna wants, let this soul should connect with me. And if I will fulfill his desire, Krishna have fear. May this soul may give connection with me. Give up his connection with me. Therefore, from many side considerations are there. Therefore, conclusion is that devotee is not poor. If you have faith on holy name, you have faith on Krishna, whatever requirements for his family, for his body, Krishna already promised in Bhagavad Gita. He will supply. Okay, now this is time. So if someone have any question or comments, yes.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah.
You mentioned just now that at least chant your 16 rounds and perform Guru Puja.
Yeah.
One time in Vrindavan, when Prabhupada was sick, everyone thought he wasn't going to come to the Guru Puja.
Yeah.
So many devotees did not come to the Guru Puja. But then Prabhupada did come, and he saw that there were so few.
Yeah.
And he said, you must come to Guru Puja every day, or you will become hard-hearted.
Yes. Good. Yeah. That is Vedic life. Every day Guru Puja. Unless we worship Guru Krishna, Lord, please. Unless we worship Acharya, Krishna, Lord, become peace. Yeah, good point. Okay. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you were mentioning that the holy name is everything last night and also today. And if we have problems, we take it to the holy name. At the same time, it feels strange to take any problems to the holy name because we understand that we just want to serve and give pleasure to Krishna. So should we take our problems? Should we ask Krishna for help with our problems? Or should we, because Krishna knows already our problems.
Yes.
So why ask? Or what?
No, we should not ask. Krishna knows. Those are mature devotees. They don't want to disturb Krishna. Krishna, you know in which condition I am. Better we have to focus on our duties. Although that time performing duties is very difficult. But anyhow, we have to convince our mind. We have to engage ourselves in our chanting, in our service. Then automatically, and hearing, automatically these problems will come and problems will go in his own way. There is saying, one way. And if we stop our chanting and spiritual programs, spiritual duties, then we are inviting problem. We have karma phala, problem will come anyhow. We have past karmic reaction, but we have to catch hold the Acharya principles. Then problem will come and problem will go in his own way. That time it will affect us, undoubtedly, because we are not so matured. But don't give up chanting. Don't give up your service. Even it is hard time, but still try. Then problem will not affect us. And if that time we'll give up our chanting, our spiritual duties, now karma phala is very active now. Karmic reaction is very active. That a more atheism idea will come. Offensive mentality will come. Yes. I am suffering. Why Krishna is not helping me? Like that. Revolutionary feeling will come. No, Krishna, like our Gurudev used to say, Krishna is auspicious. So when Krishna is auspicious, whatever happening to my life is also auspicious. Just I have to keep patience. Future I can understand, not now. This is devotee. Therefore, devotee life is a more stable life. Yeah, sometimes it looks like challenging life. Krishna is auspicious. All of his activities for the devotee is auspicious. But sometimes we feel I'm disturbed. But just keep patience. Continue your service, especially service and chanting. Then you can cross over the stages. Then you can understand, oh, Krishna saved me. Yeah. Anyhow, also that is a struggling time when we are facing problems. But anyhow, remembering Krishna, Prabhupada, Acharyas, just complete your rounds. And engage in service and hearing. Because that is karma phala time. Karma phala is very active. Past karmic reaction is very active that time. By other process, we can't counter. Better surrender. Okay, yes, Prabhuji. I just give, you give. Not Prabhuji, you should give.
Hari Bol Maharaj, thank you for this wonderful class. Sometimes we notice devotees doing very well spiritually. And then suddenly, he's in a real serious calamity. Even like my good friend here, I could, he was vice president. He was one of the best singers. And then suddenly, he's like, doesn't know anything. It shatters our faith, if you could comment on that.
Yesterday I was studying about that. One of the article of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And also, analogy about holy name. What happened? Many times we can see the karmis, they are very healthy. You know, they're very healthy. And even when they're living body, that time, they're very healthy. Looks like they're in proper consciousness. But whole life, they perform sinful activities. And sometimes devotees, whole life they dedicated everything for Krishna. But at a certain stage, he is unable to perform some duties, spiritual duties, even chanting. Then, just by seeing this thing, many times devotees, pessimism came. Even devotees also think, oh, whole life I serve, but why Krishna give me this opportunity? Naturally, on which point, another point is also there. Like suppose a devotee, he dedicated whole life for Krishna. But before leaving body, maybe 3 months, 4 months, he's now in coma. Coma, you understand? In coma or ICU. Yeah. Then how can you draw the conclusion? Whole life he dedicated, he was very serious, he was chanting, he was devoted to Guru and Acharyas. No. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, Acharya said, no. You saw in case of Bharat Maharaj, how bhakti transferred to next life, even animal life. So in this life, if someone is very serious performing all his spiritual activities, but at certain point, he fails to continue his service or fails to chant, don't think that everything is spoiled. No. Krishna will give all his results. Because when someone is leaving body, only Krishna knows what is his condition. No one knows. No one can say. Even soul cannot express also where I am going now. Only Krishna is the witness. And Krishna's nature is his like grateful nature. His grateful nature. Looks like the devotee is struggling. But selfless service will never vanquish. Krishna gives its result. Yeah. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives 2 conclusions. Sometimes when devotee faces all these problems, so he have to understand, he feels more separation from Krishna. He feel more separated from Krishna. Feel separation. Krishna, why you give me this chance? Before I'm going to temple, I'm dancing, I'm chanting. Now you just allow me in such a position. I can't go to temple, I'm sitting here. What is your will? Actually, this is the time to remember Krishna more. That is the time to perform Smaranaanga more. Well, whole life, what he had performed, that thought will come. I was distributing books. I was worshipping like that. I was performing kirtan. But now, Krishna, I am in such a situation. I can't do anything. So, viraha, more separation comes, actually, for a real serious devotee. Yeah. And selfless service, or pure service, loving service, will never vanquish. Never. Yeah. We cannot convince to publics, we cannot convince to other, but only Krishna knows. By our activities, we already convinced Krishna. Krishna knows he is my dog. He is God. He knows I am his dog. We have to convince Krishna only one thing. We have to convince Krishna and his pure devotee. You are God and you are God's representative. You are also like God. But I am your dog, loyal dog. American loyal dog, not Indian street dog. They will eat and they will pass stool and go somewhere. No. We have to convince to Guru, to pure devotee and Krishna, I am your dog. Whether you pet me or kick me, I will never leave you. Once Krishna convinced, pure devotee convinced, then whatever all these problems coming, don't worry. They know we are his dogs, bus. That is spiritual enlightenment in our life.
Yeah, therefore we should not worry for that. Okay, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So regarding that same point you're making, I just recalled a morning conversation, a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada, May 1972 in Mayapur. Srila Prabhupada was saying that Krishna is not an ungrateful person, that if a devotee dedicates his life to the Lord, even at the time of death, even if he doesn't remember Krishna, Krishna remembers
him. Yeah.
So of course we should use that as an excuse to lapse in our practice and intensity, but Prabhupada is saying that you should have that confidence that Krishna would be there.
There for the temple, you know, we are establishing temple, installing deities, introducing acharya system in the temple. Why? Prabhupada said, Archan means Manmanabhava, beginning of Manmanabhava. And we are dedicating our time, money, energy. And actually, for us to remember Krishna, practically impossible. When we are sleeping, we are forgetting Krishna. When we have fever, you cannot say, oh, Krishna, where are you? Only, so painful. With little fever. If we are in ICU or in hospital, only we think about doctor, medicine, everything. How it is possible? Krishna said, how it is, so technically Krishna said, at the time of your death, you remember me, then you can enter to my kingdom. Krishna, practically you know everything. Is it practical for a conditioned soul? At the time of death, remember you? That is the most painful time. Soul want this body and body said, no, I can help you. This is my time. The service, the loving service. Because we are serving, every day we are coming to Mangala Arati. Every day we are waking up deities. Every day we are performing kirtan, hearing, giving some contribution, cleaning. Yeah. Just imagine, I used to give one example, usually in Hindi. If I will pay obeisances, Prabhuji, how many years you are in Krishna consciousness? 40 years. 40 years you are paying obeisance to Srila Prabhupada. And 40 years you are paying obeisance to Srila. Only just consider about obeisances. Forget about donation, your service. 40 years a devotee is paying obeisance to Krishna. And Vibhishan just pay obeisance to Ram once. And Ram said, okay, if I will win in this war, then I will not become king. I will not become king. I will not become king in, not in Lanka, I will not become king in Ayodhya. Vibhishan will become king in Ayodhya. Vibhishan will become king in Lanka. And if Ravan now surrender to me, pay obeisances, then I will not become king in Ayodhya. Ravan will become king in Ayodhya. This is Krishna's, Ram's heart. Just by paying obeisances, just surrender. A devotee, 40 years, he's paying obeisance to Guru and Krishna, chanting 16 round. Then when he will leave body, then who will think? Krishna will think about him or not? If 40 times I will pay obeisance to you, whole life you will remember me. Only just 40 times, if I will pay obeisance to you, you will remember me. Then what to speak about Krishna? He used to eat butter. His heart is like butter. You know, he likes butter. And his heart is also like butter. Therefore, a devotee should be always in a strong faith. No, Krishna is there. Yeah. So, we should try our best to please Krishna. Here is the temple. We should come to temple, perform kirtan, performing arati, following Srila Prabhupada's principle, whatever our capacity, just engage. Then at the time of death, Actually, Krishna will remember us. We cannot remember Krishna. Oh, this devotee from Alachua, you know, living body. Oh, he's living body now. Krishna, when Krishna remember us, then soul remember Krishna. We can't remember Krishna at the time of living body. Krishna remember us. Why Krishna will remember us? If you dedicated ours, we sacrifice something for Krishna, then Krishna will remember us. That is seva, service. That is service, loving service, loving service. Okay, thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radha Syam Sundar ki jai, Gaur Nityanand Prabhu ki jai, Sambit Vaishnav Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.